This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about programs. What programs are you running that are out of date? You know, a lot of us have what? We have computers. We have phones. We have operating systems on our computers. We have software. And it's interesting because, you know, we always want the latest and greatest software. We always want the latest and greatest model. We want the latest and greatest operating system. But we never think about that in terms of our own life. We all are basically a huge computer, not robot, computer, that has its own operating system and has its own operating system with regards to everything that it comes into contact with. Every single person you come into contact with, every relationship you have, every acknowledgement you make, every value judgment you have, every moral, every ethic. And we have that original operating system that works very well. And some of the operating system is definitely in tune with who you are. And some of that operating system is extremely out of date. So in today's show, we're going to be talking about that, how you can figure out what's out of date, what's not out of date, how to really kind of assemble a new operating system, and how to identify the operating systems that you're running on with regards to interacting with the other people in your life. It's very powerful. I mean, seriously, we don't really think about that. And I was talking about this a little bit last week in the show. And I kind of explained it, and I'll give you a really cool explanation, because I think this is a very simple way of thinking. You know, like, you have friends that you talk about, you know, really deep stuff with, right? You have those folks that you talk about existentialism and, you know, and kind of like quantum physics and that kind of thing. You got your friends that you talk about football with, you know. You got your friends that, you know, you drink with. You got your friends that you eat with. You got your friends that you Facebook with. But isn't it interesting how they kind of stay in that one space? Like, they don't ever migrate over. Like, what about your Facebook friends being a Facebook friend but also being an in-person friend? What about your buddy that you talk about football with? What if y'all actually talk about other things, like what you dream of or the things you want to do in your life or the goals and aspirations you have, you know? What about the buddies you went to high school with? Why are we constantly talking about high school with them? I mean, there's life after high school, right? I mean, there is. I have one of my best friends in the world. We've known each other since middle school. And we see each other. I mean, obviously, COVID's done a little bit of that, you know, like gotten in the way of us hanging out. But we see each other at least once every 3 weeks. And we've known each other since middle school. Do we talk about middle school? No. Do we really talk about high school? No. Do we even talk about college? No. We talk about relevant things now. Do we go back and reminisce occasionally? Sure, but we're not stuck in the reminiscing phase. And that's what I feel many of us are. It's like, you know, if you played football with a buddy, you know, or playing football, and I think I brought up this analogy last week, all of a sudden it's like you catch yourself talking about the football game that happened 22 years ago. How great it was. But what about taking that relationship and making it relevant? What about taking that relationship and making it interesting? What about taking that relationship and upgrading it, right? And being like, hey, you know, I need to know more about you. Let's connect on a deeper level. And so think about it. We all have these programs. You have the program with your mother, your father. Oh, and by the way, the program with your mother is different from the one with your father. You know, and what I mean by this is, let's say, like, dad is kind of one of those people that's, you know, just kind of even kill. Doesn't, nothing really gets to him, you know, nothing's really that interesting, nothing's really that special. You know, he's kind of sits on the couch more often than not, and the conversations you have are probably maybe somewhat surfacey. You know, maybe it's like, hey, dad, how's it going? What's you watching? Yeah, life is good. I'm going to make some iced tea. We're going to chill. The kids are doing fine. John's in school, taking it online, and because all the classes were closed, he's going to do college at home, whatever. And then maybe you have a relationship with mother who's on a program where you are able to talk about deep stuff and your feelings and emotions. You know, maybe it's toxic. Maybe you have a family dynamic that's toxic, and so your program is about defense. You're on self-defense mode all the time. You're trying to preserve your reality all the time. You feel as though they're out to get you a lot, right? So what happens if you feel like someone's out to get you? You're going to clam up. You're going to get quiet. You're going to get standoffish, and you're going to worry that they're going to try to hurt you with something. So you're not going to tell them your real feelings. You're going to gray rock them, right? Many of you might not know what gray rocking is, but gray rocking is simply the easiest way of just, you know, being pretty simple about what you say. You're not asking anything deep. You're not revealing anything deep, and you're just asking how the day is. Because you know that if you give them information, they will use it against you. Unfortunately, many of us have learned this the hard way, and so you become very close with somebody, and then they turned on you, and it can be very painful. And so that program that you end up using later on down the road because you feel like you've been violated, you end up putting a wall up against everybody else because of that one person that did you wrong. And that's sad because it takes us away from who we are as an individual, right? And so if somebody has hurt you in the past, and they did do a number on you, and they cheated, or they lied, or they stole from you, what program did you instill after that that you use on everybody? It's something to think about, right? So let's think about that. We have programs with our mom, our dad, our family, our brothers, our sisters, our best friends, our acquaintances. We also have a relationship with ourself. And that's where I kind of want to start today, because I think ourself is one of the key. Well, it is the key. It's the most important program we have. And depending on how out of whack that program is how we see the world, right? So if my program is pretty off base and I see myself in a way that's not true, it's going to make everything else look a little different, right? So if the sky is red to me, well, things are going to appear differently than they are to you. So we got to figure out, where do I stand with my own reality? What does it mean, and how do I interact with other people? Okay? And so I've realized that a lot of people have programs that they're running on a constant basis. You know, we hear about, you know, borderline. We hear about narcissism. We hear about depression. We hear about PTSD. We hear about all these things, right? CPTSD. And all these are programs that people are running on, right? So some of us are running on a program of depression, let's say. Some of us are running on a program of codependency. And so that's kind of the main, that's like a kind of a strata of the program. And then you have like past issues in the program, like the past things that happened, the upsetting situations that took place, the things that you can't really get over, the things that happened that made you feel upset about society, the things that got in the way of your trust, right? All these things. And those go on top of the main program. Okay, our insecurities are part of that program. If I don't feel very secure in my own life, if I don't feel very secure in who I am, I'm not going to come off very secure. I'm going to make probably some not healthy quality choices. I'm going to make some choices that actually put me in a bad position. And I'm going to actually make some choices that hurt me. I'm going to make some choices that are not to my best ability. And so I want you to think about that right now. I want you to think about, what are some things that I can do right now to make some successful changes to my program? Okay? I know we talk about OS 10 and OS 20 and OS 59,728. We need to upgrade. 2.0 is not an upgrade. Okay? We got to sit there and upgrade. And we got to start figuring out what the upgrade looks like. So let's begin with, what are some of the things that you're dealing with in your life? Do you have security issues? Do you feel devalued? Do you feel unsuccessful? See, the thing is that when we feel a certain way, we color the situations that are happening around us a certain way, and then we see them based on that program. If I feel like if I'm paranoid, so let me give you an example. If I'm paranoid, right, And I feel that everybody is out to get me. And in the past, there have been situations where people have screwed me over, at least in my terminology. And I feel paranoid. When I'm dealing with somebody, I'm going to assume that they are going to do just that. And I'm going to wait for the other shoe to fall, right? Because I'm paranoid. I will see that their actions, the things that they do, I will begin to question and I will begin to see things about them that I don't trust. I will begin to see the actions that they play out as being untrustworthy, sneaky. Okay? Now, if I was coming from a non-paranoid sense of mind, if I was coming from a fact where, you know, maybe things had happened to me in my life, but I didn't take it personally, I continued to move on, I believe that, you know, there's a lot of good people out there that are honest, and I kept recentering my program based on that, I'm not going to be paranoid of every single person that comes in. Now, I'm not going to be foolish, okay? I'm not going to take everything for face value. But I'm not going to assume that everybody coming to my life is trying to mess my life up. However, we also have some thoughts where we don't see the red flags. We have what I like to call a blind spot. And many of us, well, we drive, correct? You drive in the car. You love your car. Maybe you don't. Maybe you don't love your car at all. But you have a car and you drive. And when you're driving on the highway, isn't it funny how somebody might be in your blind spot and you kind of, that person's in my blind spot. They don't care. Well, they don't care because they're not focusing on you. It's all about them, right? They're not thinking about your blind spot. I mean, I do because I think about a lot and I don't want to get in an accident. So I think about those kind of things, right? But a blind spot's hard because when you're not focusing on it, you forget what's there. Now, when we've been in a relationship in our life, especially like a parental upbringing or something that similar, when we have to interact with a certain kind of psychological aspect of them, a lot of times when we get into other relationships that are very similar, we have a blind spot. We don't see it because we're so accustomed to it. It's so comfortable. It's so comfortable. Right? Isn't that interesting? So let's say like we're dealing with somebody in our life that might be narcissistic, for example. And let's say like you were raised around that dynamic. And let's say that you were accustomed to the way that they responded. You were accustomed to a conditional type love. When you get into another relationship and it's based on condition, what have you done for me yesterday? What are you going to do for me today? You get used to that, even though it's unhealthy. You start agreeing to promises that you can't keep. You start taking different roads that are unable for you to keep. And the fear is that you're used to it because it's something that you've been around your whole life. And so that becomes a blind spot and you don't see it coming. And that's the interesting part is that I find that in these programs, one of the things that we have to do is we have to be able to be around people that we can be honest with and feel safe, and even if we don't feel that we can, still being honest in a positive way about how we feel. And I think that's another program, is some people are wanting to be honest or at least be transparent, but they're angry about it. They're argumentative about it. They want to fight you because they don't know how to stand in their own truth and they don't see the relationship how it is because it's been colored by something else that's happened in their life. We're going to talk about this later. Also, Dan Nelson is joining us later here in the hour. Check out artforyourcause.com, createyourcause.com. We got a lot coming up. Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in two shakes.
We are all striving to live our true...
Hi, my name is Reginald Harvey, and I'm a wellness champion. Self-determinance is my preferred way of living whenever possible. But life just throws challenges in our path that don't fit our personal plans. How do you bridge these life road bumps? I just published the medical memoir Anatomy of a Patient as a journal of my battle with a life-threatening illness, stage 4 renal failure. I have learned that disease is just the clinical definition of the sickness, whereas illness is how we choose to live with it. In my case, I immediately had to decide whether to run and hide and wait to die or to dare to live. No, dare to thrive. Join me in a conversation that few are willing to have. you can hear me on Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. For more information, go to ReggieHarvey.net. That's ReggieHarvey.net.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Hey, it's good to be here today. We've been talking about programs, our personal programs, the programs we run on. Right before the break, I was explaining about how when we have a lifetime of dealing with certain types of people, we have a blind spot to them later on in our life. You know, I know that there's a lot of you out there that say, you know, hey, I trusted again, or I did this or that, and I got burned. How does that happen? And I didn't even see it coming. And I get it. But, you know, the thing is that it's the blind spot that we have. You can see multiple red flags, but because you've seen it before and it seems normal, it seems okay. And the issue that we have to deal with is, you know, people talk about being jaded. I feel like I'm jaded, or I feel like, you know how people say it makes a good person go bad. And that's something that we just can't fall prey into. We have to catch ourselves when we feel overwhelmed or when we feel as though we're being taken for granted. What situations are we in? It's time to speak clearly. It's time to speak up for yourself in a positive way. I find that many people don't say anything until it gets so out of control that they get to a point where they feel like they can't speak and then they just blow up. And the sad thing is that a lot of this stuff could have been taken care of earlier, but people didn't understand where the person was coming from. Maybe some people weren't listening, but for the most part, I found that a lot of us, we think that other people can read our mind, but we can't. And I know that we'd like people to be able to read our mind and say, hey, can't they tell that when I act this way, I don't, you know, I'm showing that I don't like this, or can't they tell that if I get quiet that I'm not in participatory mode? But the thing is that many people have no idea, because when somebody's gotten quiet in the past, it means that they're agreeing. You know, it means that when somebody's like happy about something and giving the thumbs up and the smiles, that means it's good. It doesn't mean I'm covering up the fact that I don't want to be involved. It's so hard to be able to understand people's nuances. And also a lot of times, too, we feel like we're conveying something when in reality we're just adding to the confusion. And so we have to be really honest with all our word and deed. And that's one of the programs that I want us to really work on today, is what are you doing to be honest with your word and deed? How are you being honest? How are you telling the truth? How are you being transparent? If you're not, you can't blame anybody for anything, because you're not telling them what you want in a positive way. I've believed in the past at certain points that people could read my mind. Well, guess what? They didn't. And it didn't happen. And I was disappointed on many levels. But you know what? I only had myself to be disappointed with. Because at any time I could have said, hey, this is what I was hoping for. Or, hey, I was really thinking this was going to happen. Or, hey, I really thought this was going to happen. And at any time I could have voiced my opinion. But because of my own self-esteem and self-worth issues, I didn't feel that I would be listened to, or I didn't feel like I could speak my truth. And it's like, that's one of the things that we have to really work with, is that if you can speak your truth, you can go far. If you can speak your truth, you can go far. And the thing is that I'm not telling, okay, there's a big difference between speaking your truth, yelling, screaming, being angry, giving the silent treatment. None of that is from a powerful position. Okay, giving somebody the silent treatment, that's just another manipulation tactic used, because the silent treatment is really abuse, by the way. And I know some people would argue with me, okay, but some of you would agree with me 100%. And I've had you agree with me. You sent emails talking about this, okay? So when somebody does that to you and you're supposed to be having some sort of communication or conversation or interaction, see that for what it is. See that as control, okay? Because many of you are on the program where I'm going to keep beating it in. I'm going to keep texting. I'm going to keep emailing. I'm going to keep calling. And I feel like I'm going nowhere. Stop. Stop. That's a program. You're trying to communicate with someone who doesn't want to communicate with you. We've got to start realizing the programs before we even get down the rabbit hole further. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shades.
We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spit into the plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true, full family history? Dan Nelson is the resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling those small bits of history. He travels the country doing research about things your family deserve to know. Check out Dan's website. Go to dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. And give the gift of your family history to your family.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden spoke at the White House after passage of the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill in the House in a near party line vote early in the morning.
With their vote, we're one step closer to vaccinating the nation. We are one step closer to putting $1,400 in the pockets of Americans. We're one step closer to extending unemployment benefits for millions of Americans who are shortly going to lose them.
The legislation now heads to the Senate. The FDA is expected to make a final decision on authorizing the Johnson & Johnson one-shot COVID-19 vaccine this weekend. The advisory panel has already endorsed it. The company promises more than 100 million doses will roll out in the next 4 months. This means with Moderna and Pfizer expecting 600 million doses by August, there could be a surplus of the vaccines in the U.S. this summer. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about programs. Which programs are you running in your own mind, in your own head, with people in your life, with yourself, with every relationship you have? When things go your way, when things don't go your way, when you feel like something's wrong, or when you think something's right. All this is a program. And it's all based on our historical reference. It's all based on our past and what we're accustomed to and what we're used to and what's happened to us. All that great stuff. Oh, my gosh. Some of it great, some of it not. And so we base that program. So what are some of the programs that are going through your head? Codependency, is that a program? Right? That's a big program for a lot of us. We're working through it. You know, you're based on what you do for other people. Like You base the relationship on what you're doing. You're basing the relationship on, you know, what you're giving to that person mentally, emotionally, physically, items, things. And we start getting into that situation where things become very conditional based. Being raised as a child, we were raised in a family dynamic that was based on a whole lot of conditions. Conditional based. And that's something that I really want us to wake up to, because a lot of us are working on a faulty reality. There's a big difference between condition-based love and unconditional-based love. And let me explain that, because conditional and unconditional are very interesting, and both of these play a part on this program. When we have conditional love, we're based on what we do, or the hoops we jump through, or the things that we do for the other person, and we feel like that is the basis of why we get love. And if we don't do things for the other person that the person wants us to do, they take their love away from us, right? Which it was never love to begin with, but they take this attention away from us. And when we finally do something else, or they ask us to do something else, they'll give us a little bit of those crumbs. And then we go through the process of that day in and day out. Now, the difference between that and unconditional love is I have some folks that, quite honestly, have done some crazy stuff. But I still unconditionally love them. Now, do I respect everything they do? No. Do I co-sign on everything they do? No. But I actually honestly love them at a soul level, and that's unconditional love. And I think many of us have unconditional love for our children. You know, and the children can do things that are wrong, and they can go astray, and they can do crazy stuff. Many of you out there listening, you know, you've had a kid that's gone through a lot. You know, maybe drugs, alcohol, all kinds of stuff, but you still loved them. You still cared about them, no matter what. And they certainly weren't doing the right thing, and they certainly weren't jumping through any hoops, and they were certainly running away from their identity, but you still loved them. And I find that that's what's interesting, is that once I started figuring out how to do that a long time ago, and I had to figure out how to do that with myself, that it all started with myself, and so I changed the program because I was based on this conditional love. And once I unbased my program on conditional love, and I revamped it through a lot of work, a lot of personal work, and I actually have a master class that talks about how to do that. And, you know, a lot of people think, you know, okay, I got to, you know, and I work with clients one-on-one. You can go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBERGES.com, AshleyBERGES.com. You can just click on there. You can go to coaching. You can actually sign up and schedule right there on the website. And I work with folks to find that, because we have to get rid of all the distractions. We got to get rid of all the unhealthy relationships. We got to get rid of the toxicity. We got to get rid of all that so that we can clean the slate, so that we can begin to understand how to create unconditional love within ourselves. And when I began to learn that, and I figured that out, and I figured out how to have unconditional love for myself, and I practiced it, I was able to then practice it with everybody I knew. And so it's interesting how I can get frustrated with people. I can get upset. People can do things that are hurt you. But I still unconditionally love them. And I will. And I know that that sounds hard, because I know a lot of us are like, well, they hurt me, or they did this, or they did. But, you know, it is what it is. And it's really not to you. And I know it feels like it is to you, but it's not. It's not directed toward you. And I know that people say, well, they were mean to me, or they said this or that. Well, you know what? It really wasn't directed toward you. It was really directed about them and how they were feeling at the time. But see, when we feel that everything's about us because we were raised that way, because we're codependent, we feel that everybody's emotions directly relate to us, or that or their emotional equilibrium is directly based on how we treat them, that's a falsehood, right? And that gets in the way of us being successful in our life. And we feel like we contribute to other people's happiness or unhappiness, which just cannot be done. You cannot hold the weight of the world on your shoulders. You cannot hold other people's happiness on your shoulders and say, oh, so-and-so's happiness depends on me. If I'm not there, they're not happy. If I don't do this, they're unhappy. That's garbage. That's fake. That's false. I know it seems real because that person might turn around and put it on you. That person might actually show you that, you know, hey, you treated me like this, or you acted like this, or you weren't there, and you made me feel horrible, or you did this or that. But is that the truth, or is it because they don't want to take responsibility for the fact that they have to take responsibility for that? Okay, responsibility is about taking responsibility for yourself first and foremost. Okay, take responsibility, then do the right thing. If you can't take responsibility for your own feelings and emotions and changes and atmospheric changes, then how the heck can anybody else understand what you're dealing with? So that's something that we really want to think about. And I know that I'm pretty, like, direct to the point, but I feel like, you know, you get it. And I feel like the smarter someone is, the easier it is to be direct to the point. I feel like when we kind of saddle it and kind of walk around it, we're not really ever talking about solution, right? We're kind of like tiptoeing around things, but we're not really doing anything about it. So right now I want to switch gears, but I'm not really. I want to switch some gears here, and I want to talk about history. I feel that there's a lot of cool things in history that we want to learn about. And right now I want to talk about people that are helping other people and getting people out of a sling, saving people's lives, heroes, good stuff. And I feel like it's time to talk to our historian, our resident Live Your True Life historian, and talk about a situation that took place during the Civil War and how that impacted someone's life and how they changed someone's life forever. Dan Nelson, great to have you live on Live Your True Life Perspectives.
Glad to be here, Ashley.
How's your day going?
Doing good, doing good. It's a nice day. Went on a bike ride today, had a good time.
Nice. Let's see. Getting exercise, very valuable. Dan put his exercise and well-being first. I love that. So tell us more about our hero story today, Dan, because I think this is pretty powerful.
Yeah, today we're going to talk about a part of the Civil War. A lot of people may not have realized, but you had these border states, and some slave states stayed in the Union, some border states joined the Confederacy, and Tennessee was one of those states that joined the Confederacy, but eastern Tennessee didn't have a lot of slaveholders, and you had a lot of Union sympathizers, even though their state had joined the Confederacy. So they came up with a plan to use these Union sympathizers, and the plan was actually authorized for President Abraham Lincoln, to have them go burn bridges in east Tennessee, railroad bridges, to slow down the Confederacy's ability to move troops and ammunition from the eastern Tennessee area, through the eastern Tennessee area, maybe from Atlanta to Nashville or something like that. So they identified 9 bridges, and the sympathizers destroyed 5 of those bridges. And the idea was the Union Army would then jump in and take over east Tennessee, but they didn't do that. They held off for a while. But destroying these bridges didn't turn out to be that big a deal. They were quickly rebuilt by the Confederate authorities. But it did shift the way that the Confederacy looked at these sympathizers. And so they actually placed parts of the area under martial law. They rounded up a bunch of these Unionists and jailed them. They took several suspected bridge burners, and they tried them, convicted them, and sentenced them to death. And that brought more pressure on Lincoln to sort of send troops into East Tennessee, divert them from elsewhere, to keep these Confederates from treating these Union sympathizers so poorly. So one of our client's ancestors was a Mr. Harris himself, and he was an eastern Tennessee bridge burner. And it was December 27, 1861. He had been captured. He was ready to be executed at 4 o'clock that day. They'd already executed Alexander Hahn. There were 2 other Unionists that had been hanged at Knoxville, Jacob Harmon and his son Thomas. And they were executed already on December 17th. So that father and son duo met the wrong end of their ropes together. But Harris himself, he had a daughter, Elizabeth, that was fighting for his life. And basically due to her heroic dedication during the whole trial process, him being sentenced to death for his bridge burning activities. So they took up a petition, they sent it to Richmond to save the life of him, save the life of Harris himself, but the Secretary of War, Judah Benjamin, said no, he was a bridge burner, he must die. So they had their doubts about it, the officers, but what was decided, what was decided. So those petitions didn't get noticed. But when Harrison was in jail, there was a Unionist minister that was also in jail, and he was confined at the time. And he saw the daughter come in and how close they were and the sadness, and made him cry. So he helped her out by writing a note to President Jefferson Davis for her. She put her name on it, took it to the telegraph office, and she cabled Mr. Jefferson Davis, president of the Confederacy, and said, "My father, Harrison Self, is sentenced to hang at 4 o'clock this evening on a charge of bridge burning, as you're made by earthly all my hope, happiness centers in him. I implore you to pardon him. And she took the note to the telegraph office, and it was tapped out. And at 2 p.m. came a reply from Richmond that Harrison Self was commuted, and he was taken from his death row cage. The Union Army eventually came into East Tennessee a couple of years later, and he was freed from prison, and he lived, instead of dying at 48, he lived to be 85 years of age.
Wow, he lived to be a lot older at that time, 85, wow, and that's amazing. I mean, how did you uncover all this information? I mean, was he the only one that was really saved from that as well?
He's the only one that was saved in that regard. You know, a lot of the prisoners ended up just waiting in jail. They didn't get hung. You know, evidence was not quite as necessary to be presented in some of these military trials. So sometimes it was just whether you caught, you know, the wave right in terms of what was going on in terms of military activity in that area. I found it because the Self family was one of my clients' ancestors and came across Harrison and his daughter Elizabeth's story.
It's powerful, and it's you know, when we go, especially when we go to bat for somebody, and we do the right thing, and we try to do and uncover everything and turn over every stone to help somebody. I mean, it changes people's lives forever. I mean, not only did it impact the fact that he was alive, but I'm sure that it impacted a lot of other people around him.
Yes, and you know, most people I think would not have the courage to consider sending a telegram to the president to see if you could get somebody pardoned that was due to be hanged that day. And she had the courage, and it paid off for her. And she got to have her father around her for a much longer period of her life. And so, you know, sometimes when you're reluctant to take that step that might make a difference, maybe this little story will help people think, well, you know, it worked for her. Why not me try it too? I got nothing to lose.
I agree. I think that's very powerful. And courage, that's something, I love that courage, and that's something we'll talk about here at the last part of the hour. It's about programming. So, Dan, I really appreciate that because you're right. It's about having courage to follow through with what matters, courage to do things that others would not do, and fear of that, and courage to follow through. And I think this is time is more timely and necessary than ever before.
Yep, I agree. It's right now. Courage is in short supply amongst all of us, and so reaching back deep within us to pull some of that forward is important.
Powerful stuff, Dan. I can't wait to see you next week, and I thank you for this heroic story and, you know, something that can impact us and something that we can think about in our day-to-day life and really carrying through that and finding the courage within our own life to do the right thing.
Thank you, Ashley. I look forward to next week as well.
Dan is really powerful, and you know, it's interesting. I feel like Dan's story today really kicks us off with the concept of the programs. I mean, many of us need to really find our courage. Many of us in our program, we don't have courage. We're fearful. We're scared. We're scared to speak our truth. We're scared, and some of us are scared to live our dreams. Some of us are scared to do what we want to do. Some of us are scared of being what other people see us as we can be. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, some of us, we're scared because other people see this about us, this success and this ability, but we're scared and so we run from it. And when we run from it, we just get out of it because we can't deal with it because we think, I can't do this. This is stressing me out. They're pushing me into a corner. I don't understand. We start being, what, paranoid, scared, worried, what's happening? But in reality, it goes back to the fact that we're scared to actually do what we need to do and why we're here on this planet. Stay tuned. I'll be talking more about programs and live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. We'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about programs. We just talked with Dan Nelson, and Dan shared with us a very interesting story about the Civil War time and about how a daughter saved her dad from, you know, being executed, and how she went all the way to the president to get a pardon and how it worked. Many of us have lost our courage. Maybe we never had it. And a lot of us have lost our courage to do what we need to do. Many of us have these dreams and aspirations, but when it comes to it, we just don't do it. We're scared of not being successful. And in the process, we sabotage ourselves and everything in the way of it. And again, this is another program. It's a program that we're used to. It's a program that we're accustomed to. We walk down that path. We get really, really close to where we need to go, and then we get really scared, and then we put the blame on other people because we don't want to see the fact that we're actually self-sabotaging ourselves. Are we ready to see that? It can be painful, because why would anybody self-sabotage themselves? Well, because of fear. Because of the unknown. You know, fear scares people. The unknown scares people. Not knowing what's going to happen next. Well, what will happen next? Interesting stuff. Powerful stuff. But what I found is that the fear that we have about the unknown is way bigger than what we find out. So the fear of the unknown is way bigger than what we find out. Because what we fear that we're going to find, it's not that bad. You know, the secrets that we have is what keeps us sick. And I remember somebody that told me that. And Greg Louganis in the Celebrity Perspective on Amazon Prime. When I interviewed Greg, he said, it's the secrets that keep us sick. And these secrets that we have in our own life, they do take us off target. They don't allow us to grow. And then we lash out at the world in anger. Because we don't want to actually center the anger in self to see the reality and then to wonder, where did I get there? How did I get there? Why did I get there? Why am I responding to my life like this? And I've realized that regret is regret, and that's something that I don't want to really taste. I think we've all experienced some sort of regret. But given a certain age, we can always switch that around. Regret can be stopped, augmented, reversed. We can turn the ship around. But when are we going to finally decide to turn the ship around? We have to have time to turn the ship around. You can't do a 180 in a huge cargo ship in a few seconds. It's going to take time. It's going to take hours. It's going to take hours. It's going to take days. So we have to have time to do it. And I just want you to have enough time to do what you want to do in life and not to be resentful or angry or upset. So I want you to begin to think about these programs that you're running. What are these programs? What are you running? What can we change? What is outdated? Okay, we're no longer on 2.0. We're like way out of the stratosphere. Okay, what do you need to augment to begin to see your life in its true form? What do we need to augment to begin to take responsibility for our own life? Because until we take responsibility, we can't really make the big changes. Right? Until we take responsibility, we're not really in charge of our life. We're letting other people dictate things. And then we're getting upset about the way they're dictating things because we don't like the way that they're dictating things because they don't really know what we want. So we got to be able to get in it, feel it, see what it's like. What does it feel like to be me? What does it feel like to want this? What does it feel like? What does it feel like? What does it feel like? And that's something that we need to understand. That's something that we need to connect with. So what are the things that you can let go of? Can you begin to see the blind spots? Can you begin to see the programs that hold you back? Can you begin to find and see the stuff that's holding you back and devaluing you? Can you find the stuff that's all about conditional love? Are you in specific relationships where it's all about conditional love? Are you in a relationship with yourself which is based on conditional love? I'm asking a lot of questions. There's a lot of questions here. In order to get answers, we have to ask questions. We're looking at solution. We're not just talking about, you know, in this vacuum. We're talking about this esoterically. You know, this is where we're going to think about this. We're going to ponder this. No, we're talking about actually using this in reality and making this a new reality for you, a new program. Maybe just get rid of the program altogether. Talk about that, too. That's a bigger story, huh? That's a bigger play. It can do it. It's, you know, bigger, better deal. Let's talk about that. We got a great show for you next week. We got a lot going on. Got a lot of things happening. Check out Art for Your Cause, Create Your Cause, TheAncestors.com. Check out AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBERGES.com. You can set up a coaching session right there in the safety and security of your own home. Stay tuned. We'll be back next week. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back. We'll be back this time. Well, you know it. Appreciate it.
We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spit into a plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true family history? Dan Nelson is a resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling bits of history. He travels the country doing research around things that your family deserve to know. Take a moment now and contact Dan at 214-914-3598. That's 214-914-3598 and begin to learn your history.